All right, what's going on? We're live from my Empire Pro Studio. So what's going on? Today we're talking about driving for dollars. Okay, so this is going to be my video dedicated to the strategy, marketing strategy for real estate wholesalers, house flippers, driving for dollars. I've been getting a lot of questions. People say, do I think it works? Does it not work? They saw my other videos where I'm not really all the way in support of driving for dollars. So today I'm going to talk to you about how I truly feel and why I feel that way, okay? But before I get into that, I want you to understand that you can download my book absolutely for free, myempirepro.com. This way you can get my book, which is that book is called Empire Lifestyle Secrets. In addition with that, you also have access to the free 7-day course called the Smart Business Empire. If you're trying to build a real estate wholesale business, then you need to really get your hands on this material, because the truth of the matter is that real estate wholesaling, the way you've ever known it, it's dead. Okay. It's dead. The way the gurus are still teaching it is dead. Okay. If an established guru is teaching you some of this old strategy and it's still working for them, you best believe that it's only working for them for a limited time. And also, it could still work for them because they have deeper pockets. They have a lot more resources. They are the go-to people in their local market. And they still attract a lot of deals because of the brand that they already have. And you may not have that same opportunity. All right. So with that being said, today I want to talk to you about driving for dollars. And I want to take my time, maybe next few minutes, to talk about this and why I feel the way I feel about that particular strategies and other old school strategies that you may know of out there. Okay. So here's the bottom line. Okay. Any strategy, right, that involves you reaching out to people works. Okay. But that really isn't the question. Okay. The real question is it the most efficient and effective way for you to build your business? Because the battle that you're fighting when you're trying to be an entrepreneur, you're trying to build a business, it's not just against yourself. I know the kumbaya people would like to tell you, you're just competing with yourself. You are competing with the marketplace. And if you don't want to compete with the marketplace, really the only way around it is to move a lot faster ahead of the rest of the market in terms of cutting edge technology, cutting edge attention to what people pay attention to. Because at the end of the day, you're in a business of people. You're a marketer. At the very core of what you do is marketing. As a real estate wholesaler, especially as a house flipper who wholesale real estate, your responsibility is marketing. You're responsible for finding and identifying motivated sellers, the most cost-effective way you can do it. And if you're not paying attention to cost-effectiveness, then you're not really an entrepreneur. It's only a matter of time before you get tired, before your strategy gets tired, and you get ejected out of the business. All right? So the question is not if a strategy works or not. It's about what are the chances you're going to be in the business when it decides to work. If it works on your first deal, your second deal, have you ever thought about maybe you just got lucky? If it doesn't happen on the second month, the third month, the fourth month, and you're still waiting, that was luck, okay? And yes, we do get lucky in business sometimes, but the people that have a strong, strong strategy gets luckier than everybody else. I'll tell you who's going to get luckier than you. The people that have active marketing out in the marketplace in volume. Those are the people that get luckier than a person that's depending on luck. If you depend on luck to build your business, you're not going to get that much lucky. Okay? Is what I'm saying making sense? If luck and hope is a big part of your marketing strategy, you're going to fail. It's just what it is, because it's called luck. It's called a miracle because it doesn't happen every day. And that's the part that people miss when I say driving for dollars is not the best use of your time. Okay? I'll rather be here teaching you this video than driving for dollars right now. You know why? Because this video is going to be watched multiple times over and over for years to come. Does that make sense? But if I drive for dollars right now, that's me investing time in what I call a dead connection. You may be creating connection, but you have to keep spending that time over and over and money over and over because you're burning gas, you're burning your brakes up, right? You have to keep doing that over and over to create that connection. Okay. So what I teach here is how to build a living connection, how to build a list, how to create living connection so that you can drive the cost of building your business, cost of marketing, cost of client acquisition, to drive that all the way down. Okay. So with that being said, I did another video yesterday where I went into elaborate explanation on what I think you should focus on when it comes to marketing, how you spend your marketing resources. I went into a little bit more details on that. And there are three secrets that I essentially shared with you. And there goes those secrets right there. Get in front of massive traffic. I'm not talking about you driving around and then seeing traffic. This is, again, that would defile secret number two, which is never spend money or time. As a matter of fact, never spend money or time on marketing that doesn't create living connection. Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm going to add that right now. Any of your resources, never spend them on creating dead connection. You should only be spending your resources on living connection because of digital age, because the competition is ridiculously too much, okay? And if you want to stand out in the marketplace, you want to attract all the deals, if you want to have the first deals on deals, then you absolutely must pay attention to list building. Okay, because when you build a list, what it does is allow you to be able to market to the same people, right, that you've already spent money to attract into your world, okay, into your business world. When you attract these people into your business world by spending marketing dollars, and then after that, they are now being attracted. They are within your magnetic current, and you can always reach out to those people without having to spend money again. That's what you do when you build a list of either buyers or sellers, or engaging in only activity that allow you to build a list and market to that list. But when you drive for dollars, all of that two secrets right there is out the window, because number one, you're burning gas, and your business is based on luck right now and hope, because there's going to be that two guys that will tell you that it worked for them and they closed their first deal and they probably made 200 grand. Yes, the chances that it's going to work for you is slim to almost none. Okay. But here's the thing. I'm going to share another secret with you real quick. What I see while you see my face, right? When you spend money or your resources or your time on marketing, right, you attract, yes, you create a connection with people, right? But it's not necessarily a productive or a profitable connection yet, unless you actually close a deal, okay? Here's the thing about the strategy driving for dollars, okay? If you do the work, it's not guaranteed that it's going to work for you. Does that make sense? But when you learn marketing the real way, if you learn attraction marketing, you learn marketing strategies for the digital age, if you do the work, it will always work for you. Does that make sense, what I just said? Driving for dollars, you can still do the work and it still won't work for you, because again, you have way too much luck and hope in that strategy. Okay? But if you, let me see, okay. You started hearing notes of my printer over here, right? If you do the work, it won't necessarily work. It doesn't mean it's going to work. The only time learning digital marketing, okay, learning direct response marketing with respect to this digital age, the only time it won't work for you is only when you don't do the work. So which one should you focus on? Just think about it for a second. The one that you have a chance that it may not work, even if you do the work, because that means you just wasted time and resources on trying to make it work, right? Or the one that you know for a fact that if I show up and do the work, it will work. Which one should you focus on? So again, like I've been saying all the while, every strategy is knocking on doors, diving for dollars, any of these gimmicky strategies that these gurus are teaching out here, it can work. But it's not guaranteed to work, even if you do the work. Okay? And that's my main reason why I am completely against driving for dollars. If you want to do this business on a professional level in a way that's guaranteed to create success for you, if you want to do that, then I completely say do not waste your time on driving for dollars. Why? Not because it won't work. The question is, I don't know if it will work, even if you do the work. Okay? You don't know if it will work, even if you do the work. I know for a fact that with attraction marketing, digital marketing, and learning content marketing for your business, brand marketing, I know for a fact that when you do the work, it will always work. Okay? And you will stand out in the marketplace. You don't have to compete with 25 other people sending letters to the same people. You don't have to compete with everybody trying to fight for the same deals, right? You don't have to worry about any of this craziness when you learn attraction marketing. Okay? And I say attraction marketing by default is already, it already has digital marketing embedded in that, because it's with respect to the time that you live in, the times that you live in. You can't call it attraction marketing if you're using strategies that worked in 1960, because then you miss the point right there, because you're not going to attract people. Okay. The reason why it changes with time is because what people respond to changes with time. And it's your responsibility as a marketer, as a real estate wholesaler, to pay attention to that. So that goes into secret number three. Lead everything with your personal brand and value. You need to find situations where you can add value. If you cannot add value for whatever reason, it could be because there's too much competition, it could be because the strategy doesn't work anymore. If you cannot add value, you best believe that you're not going to make money, because the only way to make money in any type of business is to be creating value. That's it. That those five letter words, value, is something that you need to pay religious attention to. There's a heart and a science to it, and that's what we cover extensively in the book at myempirepro.com, Empire Lifestyle Secrets. Now, the last, but not the least, I want to mention is submitting to guru apps. There's a lot of gurus out there who have created apps, and they tell you to drive for dollars, right? And then all you have to do is enter the address of the property you're driving by that you see that is vacant or it looks distressed. Just enter the address into their app. I don't know if you really thought that all the way through, if you're one of the people that really fell into that. Essentially, what you're doing is you're generating leads. They're using you. It costs them no money, and you're generating leads for them. Can they close deals from that? Yes. Can you make money if they're loyal to you and actually make sure they let you know if they actually close a deal? Yes, it's possible. Can they steal that deal? Yes, that's possible too. Is that the best way for you to still build your business? Absolutely not. But I want you to start thinking, people that give you this kind of tools, I want you to start thinking ahead of the situation and see, is there a better way? I don't care if they split deals with you. Actually, I did that when I started. As far as my first four deals was split at 50-50 with my mentor, and I love that I did that. But I want you to pay attention to a situation where you're vulnerable, you're exposed to people that are not necessarily going to be honest with you. But more importantly, if you could use that same time and still produce, and produce something that will create living connections so you can live on your activities over and over and over and over again. And that's what I wanted to cover in this. Hopefully, if you have any questions about driving for dollars and why, or maybe you have a case against what I've just presented to you, please comment below and let me know what you're feeling, your contribution, your questions, or anything that you want to add onto this conversation. I would love to hear from you. I'd like to connect with you. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe I have a blind spot here and I'm missing something. It is possible, okay? With that being said, if you know anybody that's driving for dollars right now and it's not working for them and you're watching and you're laughing, share this video with them. If you don't know anyone you can think of right now, just click on share and share it to your social media wall. They will appreciate you. And make sure if I've said anything that made any sense to you today, click on the button, like on the like button. I will really, really appreciate that. Hopefully you've been educated and enlightened, and I will see you on the next one. Don't forget to download the book, myempirepro.com, Empire Lifestyle Secret. And you also have access to Smart Business Empire, 7 days, 7 video course, absolutely for free. And I'll see you on the next one, and peace.